all today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It is the Monday night edition. We kick off hour number one, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're starting things out with a guest tonight. Let's go to Judy Brown. It's Judy Brown from the American Life League. Now, Judy, we actually discovered your organization about a week ago, and we found it very interesting. What is the American Life League?
The American Life League is a pro-life educational organization that was founded in 1979, and the principle undergirding all of the work that we do at American Life League is that we want to see every single innocent human being protected from the time that his life begins at conception.
Hmm. Now, from what I saw on your website, I mean, there's a lot of anti-abortion groups, and abortion is one of your issues. So from what I saw on your website, that's obviously something that you're concerned with. But actually, I was more interested in the part about banning all contraception. Did I understand that correctly?
No, actually not. You can't outlaw contraception. What you can do is, through education, expose people to the truth about contraception and the various types of contraception and how it works. But if we were fortunate enough to have the Constitution of the United States amended with in a way that would define the person as a human being whose life begins at conception, then the pill would be outlawed, RU-486 would be outlawed, the IUD would be outlawed. Anything that works with the possibility of killing a human being after his life begins at fertilization would be outlawed,
because abortion
would be outlawed.
Okay, so you're telling me that you actually would like to outlaw all contraception, but you'd think you need an amendment to the Constitution in order to do that?
Well, we would like to outlaw any form of contraception that kills a baby.
Hmm.
That's our position.
Okay, now, Judy, the question is, because you were talking about if this constitutional amendment went through, it would outlaw the pill and all of these other post-fertilization methods of birth control.
That's correct.
But things that happen pre-fertilization, like condoms, for example, would not be allowed.
That's correct.
Okay, see, we were initially under the impression that any and all forms of birth control, regardless of what they were things that you were hoping to eradicate from the planet.
No, because, you know, as a Catholic, of course, what we try to do is encourage people not to use contraception at all. And the position of our organization is that we don't support any kind of contraception. But in the real world, you cannot outlaw contraception, because contraceptive behavior is sort of it's a mental thing. In other words, you have to help people see the reasons why they shouldn't use contraception, but you could never outlaw it.
So wait, I'm confused. You're saying that we should or shouldn't outlaw contraception?
I'm saying that we should outlaw any form of contraception that kills a baby. I'm saying that rational, logical people, once they understand the mentality that fosters the use of contraception, wouldn't use it. And as Catholics, of course, I believe that you shouldn't use it anyway, because it's a direct offense to God. But you cannot legislate that. You have to help people understand.
So let me see if I have this correct. You say condoms could not be outlawed, but there are certain types of contraception that you would like to see outlawed?
Yeah.
Now,
any kind of contraceptive that works to kill a baby or possibly kill a baby should be against the law.
You mean kill a fetus?
I mean, kill a human being whose life begins at fertilization.
Got it.
Now, how do we know it's an offense against God? I'm wondering, you know, when the Bible was written somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000 years ago, contraception was, you know, the rhythm method, and that was about perhaps a sheep's bladder, and that's about it.
Well, now look, first of all, we know one thing as Christians. We know that God is the author of life and that he creates human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Catholic Church, we have 2,000 years of tradition and teaching that tell us that he, as the author of life, we as human beings should be open to his will, including our sexual behavior. So the fact of the matter is, if you use contraception, you are saying to God, no, I will not trust you with this aspect of my life. I do not want to have a child, a gift from you, and so I'm going to take these steps to protect myself from having a child, and you therefore, in a way, overrule God's involvement in your life
now,
because you're not willing to accept the child.
Do you think it's fair to pass a law, for instance, that you can't have an abortion for somebody who's not a Catholic or not even a Christian?
Now we're in a different area. We're talking about abortion, which is a direct act of killing a human being. And you don't have to be a Christian to know that. Anybody who studies human embryology or biology knows that a human being begins at his beginning, which is the union of the human sperm and the human egg. So any willful act to take that human being's life is a crime, a crime against the human person.
Perhaps that's true. Would you say that it's more or less of a crime to, say, kill a newly born baby than to kill a 30-year-old man?
It's a crime to kill any person.
I understand.
At any stage in his development.
Do you think that it's more or less of a crime? Because the United States government does see one as a larger crime than others, than another.
Well, I don't. You're asking me our position is that you don't take the life of any human being because every single human being's life is of equal value, and therefore a law against killing, for example, should be uniform in the way that it is imposed, whether you kill a baby, whether you kill a 30-year-old man, whether you kill your grandfather.
I understand the point you're coming from, that life is sacrosanct, but do you think that, this man, for instance, probably has a wife and some kids he's supporting, and he has some bills to pay, and, he's created a life for himself, whereas a one-day-old baby probably, doesn't have really a life for itself, and generally a one-day-old baby is killed by its mother. So you don't think that that's in any way mitigable?
No. I don't think you can start making caveats to the concept of thou shalt not kill. Or in our laws, murder is a crime against, we the innocent are supposed to be protected from perpetrators of crime by the laws in this country. So there shouldn't be a gradation of laws when it comes to the act of taking the life of another human being, because every single citizen who is innocent of crime himself has a right to be equally protected under the law.
All right. Well, see, that also brings me to another point here, because I was looking at some of the information that we were sent prior to having you on the air, and one of the other stances that your organization seems to take, and this is just something that I'm curious about, is a stance against assisted suicide and euthanasia.
Wow.
And so,
yeah, we're opposed to that.
And I understand that you're opposed to that, but I'm curious as to where you're coming from on that point, because when you get to assisted suicide, the decision is being made by the person willingly. If I'm ill or for whatever reason I've decided that I no longer want to carry on my life, at what point does that stop being my choice?
Okay, if you were serious about taking your own life and you committed suicide, there would be absolutely nothing I could do to help you. I would try to help you, but I couldn't stop you if that was your intent.
Right.
But you're saying that
suicide requires the assistance of another person to provide the means for you to kill yourself, or in the case of Dr. Kevorkian, to do it for you because you're unable to do it yourself, and that is killing.
Well, that's true that it does require the assistance of another person, but usually that's because it requires the assistance of a trained medical person who can give you the appropriate mixture of chemicals for you to be able to do it painlessly and easily, as opposed to something messy and awful. You're not doing
like
it because
a gunshot.
Yeah, you're not doing it because, for those people who aren't doing it because they're wanting to be dramatic or they're wanting to get attention for themselves. But, for example, people who have a painful terminal illness and no longer want to feel that pain anymore, they want to go quickly, silently, and painlessly.
And, my response to that would be that if someone is in that kind of pain, there are other things that can be done for that person to relieve his pain without helping him take his life.
How do you know that? And what if that individual doesn't want to be doped up for the remainder of their days?
I know that as an objective level, because one of the things that we do at American Life League is consult with people in the know on these issues, such as palliative medicine, which has become much more advanced than it was even 3 years ago.
Okay, Judy, hang on. We're going to come back to you. Judy Brown from the American Life League, if you've got a question for her, she's against a lot of forms of contraception. We just discovered that she's also against assisted suicide. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. I invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We return to Judy Brown. She is the president of the American Life League, and you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Judy.
Hi there. I'm back.
Okay. Great. Now, we were talking a moment ago about, Torgo, you brought up that, Judy, apparently you and your organization are against assisted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not against suicide where an individual will take his or her own life.
Well,
she is.
Well, of course I am. But people who are emotionally unstable and take their own lives are a source of great sorrow. And of course I'm opposed to it.
I see. So then you're somebody that would like to lock people into jail if they attempt suicide and fail at it?
Oh, Lord, no. No. That is the worst. I know people who've attempted suicide and failed, and it's made a miraculous turnaround in their lives because of it. No. Why would you lock someone up?
I don't know. That's what they do today. If you attempt suicide and fail, they throw you in jail. Okay, I just wanted to check on that. But
no.
If there is an assisted suicide involved, then you absolutely do support jail time for the person who assisted with it. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I'm right on the side of the DA in Michigan with Dr. Kevorkian. That's why he's behind bars right now.
I believe he passed away, did he not?
No, he's in jail. And
he's very ill, though.
He's dying in jail,
right now,
essentially. So you're pretty happy about him being forced into prison for helping innocent people.
He had a trial.
Yeah.
He had a trial by jury. And
right.
The evidence was weighed, and a jury of his peers found him guilty.
Right, guilty of helping somebody with a terminal disease put themselves out of their misery. And that
guilty of killing someone.
Well, in Dr. Kevorkian's case, in the case that you're referring to, he did indeed administer the deadly poison himself,
mm-hmm.
because the individual in that case was too weak to actually take the pills or the injection.
To push the button,
his or herself. So in that case, he did help, but there were some other instances where he simply prescribed the deadly medicine, in which case you'd be against that as well, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. If you as a doctor know that one of your patients wants to die, and you provide that person with the means, you are violating your own Hippocratic oath, because you're never supposed to do anything that will result in the untimely death of your patient.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly the Hippocratic oath. I mean, it's do no harm, and
well,
I would say that sometimes life is more harmful than death. That's my opinion, and you know, I understand we're talking about opinions.
I understand, and I understand that a lot of people agree with you, but the perception
sure.
of suffering and the perception of pain are internal. There's something that each of us have an opinion about. I know that's true.
Okay.
But I do think under any circumstance that it is wrong to actively pursue someone else's death.
Got it. So if I decide that I have a terminal illness and I want to end my life, according to you, I have to use a shotgun instead of actually going through a safe method of going through a doctor and getting a prescription to make sure it gets done right.
According to me, I would hope that you, if you were in that state, would encounter a physician who would make you comfortable and not kill you.
Right. You want me to get doped up and lay in a hospital bed for the remaining 10 years of my life. Is that right?
No, I don't want you to get... No. I want you to receive care that affirms the life that you have left in you.
Judy, I'd like to take this on a slightly more hypothetical route, if I could. This is Mark here. Now, if your organization supports life in all forms at all times, right?
Human life.
Gotcha. Excuse me. Now, let's say we're someplace where it's famine-ridden. I don't know. I've seen them on TV, and it's awful, awful to look at.
Uh-huh.
Would you support the bringing of just procreate wholesale, hump like bunnies? I mean, do you support that kind of behavior in a place where the children are going to be born? You know, just they're going to be born and starve to death.
Well, no, but I know the geopolitical problems in some of those countries because
mm-hmm.
I've been there.
Sure.
And I also know that there are fantastic people who are working in those countries to help those individuals to plan their families without ever having to resort to abortion or contraception, and they're having tremendous success.
How do you plan your family without contraception?
Your viewpoint.
I'm sorry. How do you plan your family without contraception?
You use, for example, as one organization does in Africa, natural family planning, which is very simple to teach. It doesn't cost anybody any money, and it's been very, very successful.
Isn't that contraception, though? Isn't it?
Pardon me?
Isn't that contraception? It was my understanding that you were against even the rhythm method. So isn't that contraception?
Oh, no. But there's a difference between understanding the rhythms of your body and being able, in collaboration with your husband, to avoid conceiving a baby and using a chemical or some kind of a device to make sure you don't conceive a baby. There's a big
difference. What is that difference? I honestly do not understand that difference. To me, it seems like, well, honey, we're not going to have sex tonight because in all likelihood, you will get pregnant, to I'm going to use this rubber device to avoid getting you pregnant. Either way, you're trying to avoid getting someone pregnant. Is it that an orgasm's magic and the appearance of an orgasm means that there should be a child?
No. The difference between using contraception and learning natural family planning is that the couple has to make a sacrifice. They have to do without sex for a particular period of days if they truly want to avoid conceiving a child. When you use contraception, you make no sacrifice whatsoever, and you're polluting your body with chemicals.
What about
not safe for the female?
I'm sorry. Well, what about non-chemical contraception? That's what the point Mark was.
Like the condom? It fails 10% of the time.
So we shouldn't use it at all?
10%? Right, you're using them wrong.
That's what I've read.
Now, I'd say I am sacrificing something when I use a condom. I want to make that clear. You said there was no sacrificing.
Well, you're a man. Of course you are.
Okay.
Well, I think the lady's sacrificing something as well. Look, I've actually just pulled up a quote from your website here, and maybe I'm a little confused, because earlier in the show you made it clear that you were not opposed to condom usage. You would not outlaw that. However,
I told you I couldn't outlaw.
But if you could outlaw, you said earlier also that you'd like to pass an amendment to the Constitution that would allow you to outlaw some contraception. The condom is not included in that particular outlawing plan?
Look, the condom doesn't kill babies.
So you don't oppose use of the condom, you just will not outlaw it. Is that
correct? There's no way to outlaw it. If there was a way to outlaw it that made sense to me, you bet I would.
Okay.
Yeah, see, what she's trying to say is that constitutional amendment that is proposed would outlaw anything that kills a human being, which would mean it outlaws anything that stops the pregnancy after fertilization takes place.
Right.
I see. So let me ask you just a personal question, Judy. I have a vasectomy, and I've never had children. Would that be something that you oppose as well?
Absolutely. As a Catholic, we oppose that as well.
But as far as I understand, that's your viewpoint as a Catholic. But as far as the American Life League as an organization with things to promote as an agenda to the public, would your organization make a move to also make vasectomies part of that outlawed practice?
No, that is why the primary focus of our organization is education.
Judy, best of luck with your mission at the American Abortion League. Thank you very much. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free, freetalklive.com. So, we go to the phones. It is the show about your calls. Let's talk to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
Yeah, I just got back from the beach a couple of days ago from lighting off all my shark and all.
Excellent.
How'd that go? Did you pick up all your mess?
Yeah, we did. I had to drive my truck right there onto the beach itself just to load it all up. Think about how much we got. $1,500 between all my friends.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, get this. We put on, me and one of my friends put on the ultimate prank when we were drunk later that night.
Oh, good. Friend. Alcohol, pranks, and fireworks. Those really go together.
Our tax dollars at work, folks.
No, this is funny. We put those tiny little M80s, you know, not M80s, much smaller, like the little black cat things.
Yeah.
Oh, firecrackers?
Yeah, they come usually like 30 in a pack. Like 25 in a pack, they all go off next, you know, within a second.
Yeah.
We pulled one of those off, the little fuse, and we stuck it in, we cut it in half for safety now, mind you, because we didn't want to hurt it, but we put it in, one of my friend's cigarettes.
Oh my God.
You put half a firecracker in someone's cigarette, you lunatic?
No. This is the tiny ones, you know. It's just small enough to fit into a cigarette.
The lady fingers?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could cut that. I mean, you just snipped it in half, and so that way there was just a little bit of gunpowder left in it?
We didn't want to hurt him. We didn't want to hurt him, you know?
I see.
We had to stuff the tobacco back in, and I guess he had to smoke that for about a good minute before he was just talking whatever, and all of a sudden he had his hand to his waist, you know, just hanging down with a cigarette there, and all of a sudden, bam! He was like, whoa!
All right, George, I've got to ask you, how far into the cigarette was this firecracker?
It was just over halfway in. Like, it was closer to the 50 than it was to the end.
Okay, Closer to the filter?
Yeah, he puts one of his 100s, though.
So you wanted to get the firecracker as close to his face as possible before it blew up?
Not that much. It was more like halfway, like in the middle. It was really small.
You're a sick man, George.
He cut it in half for safety.
That was my idea, and my friend
I'm never flying into D.C. It's just not happening.
All right, George, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, about that lady with the contraceptive thing. Yeah. Like that. It's like, first off, she needs to understand the conception occurs after the egg has attached to the uterus, as far as I can tell. You know, as long as...
She believes that the conception happens as soon as the sperm, I guess, hits the egg.
Right, because that's when Jesus comes and makes the baby.
Sprinkles his magic dust on.
There's a birth control program that, like, for example, gives that egg anti-egg defenses, per se.
Yeah, what it does is it blocks Jesus.
George, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Anti-air defenses. Now available at a pharmacy near you.
That's right. Birth control pills are your egg surface to air missiles.
1-800-259-9231. Speaking of, since we were talking to Judy Brown from the American League of Lap Dancers.
Actually, Ian, before you get into that, I do want to just clarify what George said there at the end. Actually, most birth control pills completely stop ovulation from occurring. So there's no egg to be fertilized, and therefore there is no baby that dies.
And she's against that because it's unnatural and it messes with your body.
Right, exactly.
Ugh. Well, she's not the only one. Apparently, according to the Philly.com, in Arkansas, lawmakers are considering making it a crime for a pregnant woman to take a drag off of a cigarette, regardless of whether or not there's a black cat inside. It's going to be illegal. In Utah, a woman serves 18 months probation for child endangerment after refusing to undergo a cesarean section to save her twins, one of whom died because, allegedly, she refused to go through that process. In Wisconsin and South Dakota, authorities can haul pregnant women into custody for abusing alcohol or drugs. And July 1st in Alabama, Brody's Law took effect. It enables prosecutors to level 2 charges against anyone who attacks a pregnant woman and harms her fetus.
Mm. Which also applies in California. Scott Peterson, for example, he was charged with 2 murders.
Well, are these common sense measures to protect America's most helpless citizens-to-be, or something else? Abortion rights groups see this wave of fetal protectionism as a setup to make a fetus a person entitled to constitutional rights, contrary to how the Supreme Court ruled in Roe v. Wade. But anti-abortion forces, plus some groups with no stake in the fetal rights debate, say it's a no-brainer. Society can do whatever it can to keep developing babies safe and healthy.
Yes, we should outlaw aspartame, too.
I want everyone to know, I'm going to make the statement right now, the moment the area that I live in starts passing laws to protect the right to free speech of something that's non-sentient, I will start on going on a killing spree. It will happen.
Well, it's an economic issue and a public health issue, says Representative So-and-so, who touts a record backing abortion rights and recently floated the idea of a smoking ban during pregnancy. The killing of 14-year-old Chelsea Brooks, who was 9 months pregnant, became a political cause after her family learned that the state could not file homicide charges in the death of Alexa, the child, the daughter Chelsea was carrying. 3 people, including her boyfriend, have been charged in the killing, which authorities say was a murder for hire. Legislative inaction this year on fetal homicide bill and kept Kansas from joining more than 30 states, including Missouri, where murder laws include the unborn as legal victims. Is this going a little overboard? Is this a little bit crazy?
Well, yeah.
Well, now, I'm sorry, I have to make some sort of a distinction there because, and it's a really gray area for me because I don't know when to really make that distinction. Like, for example, a woman who is 9 months pregnant, that baby could survive on its own in most cases outside of her body at that point. It has developed almost entirely to the point where it needs to be. I mean, it's really just kind of waiting until all the conditions are right before it comes out at that particular point. That is as much a baby as a born baby, in my particular opinion. Because the mother could die and the baby could live. It's happened before.
So
it's
you
happened
agree there should be an extra murder charge on top of that?
In that type of a case. Because if she was carrying a baby in her arms and someone killed her and the baby, they'd be charged for 2 murders. And I would support that. I'm sure you would support that.
I guess it'd be negligent homicide or something. I don't think, I mean, unless you'd actually planned on killing the baby. You know, for instance, if you just happened to kill this woman, you didn't know she was pregnant, then... You know, it wouldn't have been first degree murder.
There's different charges for killing a baby
or something.
They downward move the sentence as far as killing a baby or something like that. But to end someone else's child's life is in society's eyes is worse than ending your own child's life.
I see.
So if the mother kills the child for whatever reason, she's got that postpartum depression.
I can agree with you guys on that. I mean, that's pretty. I think it's understandable to want to give somebody an extra charge for killing a pregnant woman. I understand that. But the cigarette smoking part—that's the—that's really the one that bothers me, because that's actually something that I had predicted would happen. I didn't realize it was actually going on now. Because if you are saying that babies have rights and they have the right to live, then that must also mean that they have the right to the healthiest womb possible.
Yes.
So therefore,
so you have to provide them that womb.
Right. So therefore, if it's discovered that you've had a drink of alcohol or had a puff of a cigarette during your pregnancy, mom could be brought up on charges. Now, I thought it was going to end up being that the babies were going to grow up, for some reason, hate their mothers and then level charges against her at age 18 because they discover that she drank or smoked cigarettes during pregnancy. But in this case, if that's not happening, it's just somebody's ratting them out, I suppose, and that's allowing charges to be brought. And I think that's really sick. There's a lot of women out there. I don't think it's right. I don't think that if you're pregnant and you want to have a kid, I do think you should give the kid the best chance at survival, or at survival without being retarded. I don't know what cigarette smoking does to babies, but I don't think it's a good thing.
I'm certain it's not particularly healthy for them.
But nonetheless, I think that sets a really disturbing precedent, the idea that anything that a mother does to damage her child, to potentially damage her child in the womb, because it may or may not, right? Smoking a cigarette may actually hurt the child, but maybe not. So I think that that's kind of really sick.
Well, also, it's the woman's body, too. And that's sort of, that's where I have the problem. It's her body. She's smoking the cigarette.
Apparently not. That's what they're saying here.
Right.
That while the baby's inside,
her womb belongs to society.
Right. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. And coming up, Dallas Hospital is billing Mexico for their hospital bills. We'll tell you more about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains anthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest-growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's the Monday Night Edition. Inside Hour 1, Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We've got an agreement, though, with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. They've got over 30 different categories of products. So if you want to help Free Talk Live out, want to send us a little bit of money, then do your shopping with Amazon. Because when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, see, the key is you have to enter through our site. So amazon.freetalklive.com, when you shop there, a percentage of all your purchases will be transferred to Free Talk Live. The prices don't change. It's still the same great prices, still the same great shipping deals. It's just that instead of Amazon keeping 100% of the profits, they shift us a little bit. So amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, and help support the show. All right, we're going to the phones. Alexander in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, well, I'm in Alabama.
Oh, well, hi, Alexander. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you? I'm actually calling in to disagree with you guys on a certain topic. It has to do with if a woman is killed with a baby, I think that regardless of how many months it is, I think it should be double homicide.
Now,
so
is that... Okay, yeah, go ahead and defend your point, for example, with a woman who is 6 weeks pregnant and doesn't even know it yet.
Right. Well, nonetheless, I think because it was potentially going to be a child and the person didn't want to give up the child, that it still should be counted as a homicide. So I think the key point is, do they want to give up the child or not? In one case, the woman wants to give up the child. In the other case, they do not want to give up the child, even if they don't know it. They can't really make a decision off on that yet. So,
well, homicide's not really a charge. So what you would have to decide is it equal to killing a 30-year-old man with a family?
Yeah, I do believe that. Yes.
Hmm.
And is that at what point does that start? Is 6 weeks, 1 week, day and a half? I mean, at what point does it become in that realm of murderable?
I think it comes into the realm of murderable when it's actually a fertilized egg, and it's actually...
So what you're saying is we should do an autopsy on every single dead woman, cut open her uterus, and go in there and make sure that there's no teeny, tiny little zygote sitting in there? That's what you're saying we should do?
Well, I think every murder is different. So, but, yeah, in basically that position, yes, of course, to see if there is an actual human being or a potential baby being born there, because... In the end, the person has murdered that individual, and that nonetheless is a crime. And each murderer or each villain should be even more careful that they're not murdering another individual and have a heftier sentence. So I think it's not only is it, I think, just through my eyes, it's more of an incentive for the would-be killers to not do it, because maybe one case they'll get life. If they do think they'll get caught, in the other case they will be murdered or to the capital, punishment.
All right. Well, I like the concept that you just put out there. Murderers, be more careful. That, those were the words you just said. Be more careful. If you're going to kill a woman, make sure she's not pregnant.
Just a technical question, and it's a little sick. What happens if a woman is killed, and when you come across her body, her entire reproductive area has been removed? At which case, is there an extra charge for trying to cover up what could have been an extra murder in that case? Because you don't know. It's gone.
Well, I mean, in that position, you don't know, of course. So you can't say that someone has killed a baby when they don't know even a baby.
So that would be the solution, then, for anybody that's looking to murder their, a female that they know. In Alexander's world, is just slice out the uterus and all of that.
Yeah, well, they're all going to become Jack the Ripper. I mean, that's pretty disgusting, but... You know, it also takes more time for them to actually, I don't know how many people could actually do that, but in my world, I believe that it should be a crime. I don't think that abortion is a crime. I think everyone should be allowed to do that themselves, but I think the key point is, do they want to lose the child or not?
I think
if they're murdered and they've never decided that, it should be
I understand where you're going on it. I've absolutely got it, Alexander. Now, I have another question that I want to apply. There's charges called, like, manslaughter, where you didn't intend to do it, but it's still criminally negligent kind of thing. Would you support manslaughter charges for somebody who accidentally killed a woman who happened to have a baby? Two manslaughter charges? An excellent example there would be a drunk driving car accident would be a good manslaughter case. What you're talking about, regular car accident would be wrongful death, and it's a civil suit.
Okay, manslaughter would do it then.
Really, it seems to me extreme, Alexander, to say that a fetus or even a one-day-old baby is as valuable as an adult. I don't understand that line of thinking. I do understand that it's life and it needs to be protected, and certainly society has, our courts have defended that, killing a baby is killing a baby, but the sentences are always lighter for killing a, very young child than they are for killing an adult.
I don't think that's ever going to persuade anybody of this mindset.
I think what I'm just trying to get at is there has to be some kind of punishment, and not like a slap on the hand on top of killing a woman if they kill the baby that's inside the woman.
If the woman intends to take that baby through term, but if the murderer was to get a consent form beforehand, get the woman to sign off and say, look, I really don't want to keep this baby, then the murderer would only get one charge of homicide.
If the murderer was like, okay, look, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill your baby too, I guess, because you have one. Can you please sign this form saying that, they shouldn't charge me for killing the baby because you don't want the baby? Then I guess so, but that's pretty...
Come on, you'd throw that one out in court. It'd be under duress. So go ahead, Jordan.
So, Alexander, the question... So, basically, the point is, regardless of whether or not it's a full, separate, and equal charge of murder one and murder one, or just a consideration as part of the punishment, there needs to be... What you're saying is there needs to be a consideration of as part of the punishment if a woman is pregnant when she is murdered.
Yes, I think it should be...
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, two separate punishments. It shouldn't be just, okay, they murdered this woman, she just happened to have a child. I think it should be, regardless of how many weeks, I think it's they murdered this woman, and now there was a child in it also. Let's take a look further into the matter.
Right, okay, you murdered this woman, 25 years. Oh, you murdered this pregnant woman 50 years.
Right.
That type of thing. Okay.
There you go. Alexander, anything else on your mind?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Mark, I don't think that your point, I understand your point about the one-year-old baby or the one-day-old baby not being, per se, as valued, I guess, as a 30-year-old man or 30-year-old woman.
It shouldn't be, and there's no good reason why it should be. I mean, people have their hopes and dreams in it, but there's a reality of a life built behind an adult.
Yeah.
I'm 35 years old. I've got two houses. I've got two cars. I've got a wife and a big fat cat. There's people that count on me, and there's stuff that I've created. This one-day-old baby,
What about it? What if it's a 30-year-old loser, for instance, somebody that's just renting and is just living paycheck to paycheck? I mean, should status of life come into play when thinking about charging people? And how
quite honestly, it does. In the sentencing phase, lawyers will point out that. I'd like to point out that the victim here is a prostitute, and she was walking the streets. They do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it does matter who you kill.
Or a homeless guy.
Sure, it matters.
Hmm.
What do I think about that? Sure. That's good. I mean, if you kill David Hawking, Stephen Hawking, whatever his name. I'm sorry, I don't know these
or people. You. Good Lord.
If you kill Stephen Hawking, you have killed somebody who's valuable to the world. If you kill one of these homeless people out here, on the streets of Tampa, what have you done? I mean, you've stopped one panhandler. You've one person who's mooching off of society. Great. I mean, I don't particularly have a problem with that.
I would give him a reward.
I personally really hate homeless people. But I don't support, murdering them.
You don't support murdering them, but you do support a lesser punishment for murdering them.
I do.
You would support...
They're not as valuable.
You would support, say, an arsonist who happened to set the homeless camp on fire and catch a few of them in the act.
I don't support what he has done. Murder.
No, it's like, and he killed these people, but they were homeless. So, let's go with arson. 8 years. That's all he needs. 8 years.
But there are some homeless people that are voluntarily homeless. They, for instance, may have made a lot of money in their lives.
I'd say they're all voluntarily homeless.
Many of them are.
All of them. Everybody who's homeless is voluntarily homeless.
Okay.
Because they want to do whatever it is that they want to do. Now, I'll give you, there's some people out there that are crazy and just can't figure it out. But the Salvation Army will take care of you.
Yeah.
Even if you're crazy, you're voluntarily not living at the Salvation Army. You're voluntarily homeless.
But if you're living
you're a disgusting blight on the planet voluntarily.
You're a terrible person.
What? What? I hate them.
Why?
Because they're disgusting. They ask people for money. Get out of here. I'm not giving you any money.
They don't all ask people for money.
That's true. 800-259.
They sit there being dirty.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. If you're a dirty man, then Mark says that you should die. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.